So yesterday we discussed verses 17 and 18, as well as 19, of Surah Al-Mu'minun. Let's do a quick recap. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد خلقنا فوقكم سبع طرائق وما كنا عن الخلق غافلين. We have created above you seven parts and we are not mindful of the creation. So seven parts could mean seven stages or levels, the seven heavens, or it could mean seven pathways that the angels use to travel from the earth to the heavens and from the heavens to the earth, or the seven the orbits of the seven planets. But everything has been created systematically. Allah says we are not unmindful of it. We know exactly how it works and it works with absolute precision. Then verse 18, وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً بِقَدَرٍ فَأَسْكَنَّاهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We send down water from the skies in due measure. Then we lodged it into the earth. But if we will, we can take it all away. فَأَنشَأْنَا لَكُمْ بِهِ جَنَّاتٍ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ. By means of this water, we bring forth for you gardens of date palms and vines. لَكُمْ فِيهَا فَوَاكِهُ كَثِيرًا. Therein you have abundant fruit, وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ. And whereof you eat. Now, I kind of made reference to it yesterday, but we want to go into more detail. Look at how Allah says we have lodged the water into the earth, just the spot. There's so much of detail to this. You know, it's like your whole geography is around this one sentence. I explained yesterday that Allah doesn't give us all of the water for at once. Here's your rainfall for the whole year. Where are you going to store it? And even if you store it, how are you going to keep that water in good condition, right? Also, Allah doesn't say, okay, it will rain every day so that you have the extent of water that you require for that day. We won't be able to function. You won't be able to socialize. You won't be able to do business. So Allah sends rains at times. It doesn't send rains at times. When the rain does come, it saturates the earth and the plants, and then it flows into lakes and ponds and natural depressions where it is used by men and animals according to their needs. But even this, it lasts for a limited time, right? We need a continuous supply of fresh water. So Allah has created a system by means of which large quantities of water are converted into oceans of ice and snow and placed on top of mountains where the atmosphere is pure and free from pollution. Then it gradually melts and the water seeps through the pores in the mountains and flows into the network of underground water channels which carry it to all parts in the form of springs. And then it flows on the surface as streams and water courses and rivers. Part of the water then percolates deep into the ground and becomes subsoil water. But it's not so deep that you can't reach it. You can draw it from your borehole or from your wells. So this whole system Allah has created, and Allah makes an indication to it that فَأَسْكَنَّاهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that we lodged it in the earth. وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ ذَهَابٍ بِهِ لَقَادِرُونَ. And we can take it away if we want. Then in terms of fruit, Allah says some of it you eat and some of it, you know, you replant, and some of it in the form of flowers. Some of it is for the taste and flavor, and some you use the fruits for other things. You use the fruits in your meals. You use the fruits in your medication. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَشَجَرَةً تَخْرُجُ مِن تُورِ سَيْنَاءَ تَنْبُتُ بِالدُّهْنِ وَصِبْغٍ لِلْآكِلِينَ. That tree which issues forth from Mount Sinai, it produces oil and it is a relish for the eaters. This is in reference to the olive tree because it's found in abundance on the Mount of Tur, the Mount Sinai. Or it was the first tree to grow on the Mount Sinai. Or it could be that it's a tree with numerous benefits. That's why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala specifically makes mention of it. The olive tree, the oil is used for massaging, the oil is used for cooking. In many countries, olive oil is a relish. It has numerous benefits and therefore it enjoys special honor in the Quran. Where Allah even takes an oath, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ. Allah takes an oath by the tree and also by the mountain where it grows profusely. That is the olive tree. We'll leave it there for today, inshallah, and continue the discussion tomorrow.